Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Welcome to today's podcast. In the previous podcast, we started introducing the Word of God. And one of the things that we established is, if I want to know a purpose of a thing, I need to look at the manufacturer's manual. And so the Word of God is our manufacturer's manual. It's God speaking to us, telling us who we are. It's God telling us what we are made of. It's God communicating our identity to us. So today we continue. Why the Word of God? The Word of God is something that does not change, so I can trust the Word of God. Have you ever made a promise, or have you ever said something to someone and then you discover in the long run you failed to keep your word? Sometimes you try to twist it and not say what you exactly said. But if what you promised had been written down, there is no way you can change the statement, because there'll be proof that what you said is this. But if you just used word of mouth, then it's easy for people to say, yeah, maybe the person probably did not say that. Now imagine, God has given us his word and it is written down. It means we can go to the word and that word stands the same, because it can't be altered. It cannot be changed. So I can trust God's word because I know God's word does not change. Our first scripture is coming from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The Bible says, "The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever." Wow, this is an amazing scripture. It says, "The word of our God stands forever," meaning to say, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, if Jesus doesn't return soon, the word will be forever. And even after the world, Jesus returns and the world is done, his word stands forever. So I can trust that word. I can trust the word because the word does not change. Hallelujah. You know, when someone doesn't keep their word, we slowly start losing trust of them because they don't keep their word. So we fail to trust everything they keep on telling us, because we have proved that we can't trust them. We have proved that whatever they tell us does not remain constant. But here, God is telling us in his word that his word stands forever. So you can trust his word. Let us move on. In Psalms 119, verse 89, it says, "Your eternal word, O Lord, stands firm in heaven." When we talk about firm, we talk about something that is solid, something that is unlikely to change. So it also shows us that God's word is fixed. God's word stands firm in the heavens. So I can trust the word. And when I read it, I can trust in what I'm reading, because I know that his word stands firm in the heavens. His word does not change. And then Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 says, "God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not a human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through?" You know what? When you read the word of God and you see the promises he made to his people, you find that all the promises, he fulfilled them. If he tells Abraham, "I'm going to give you a son," he fulfilled that promise. If he tells the Israelites, "I'm going to take you out of bondage to a land of milk and honey," he definitely fulfilled the promise. So whatever God speaks, he accomplishes it. Whatever he says, he has never failed to act. Every promise he has made, He carries it through. So I can trust the word that he says. So that's why I am encouraging us. Let us read the word of God. Every promise he has made in his word, he will fulfill it, because his word does not change. If he said the word yesterday, the word will still remain the same today. The word will still remain the same tomorrow. If God wanted to change his mind, he would not have given us a word. He would not have given us his word and recorded his word that we can see his promises. It just shows me the integrity of our God, that he knows he will not change what he has promised. So that's why he's given the word to us. I encourage you to trust God's word. I encourage you to read the word of God. It will be so amazing what you will discover, what the Lord thinks about you, the promises he has for you. I hope you are challenged to read the word of God. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that we can trust your word. Your word does not change. Whatever you have promised, you accomplish it. So thank you that you keep your word, oh God, and we can trust the word. I pray that you may help us to trust your word. I pray that you may help us to read and to study your word in the name of Jesus. I hope now you are getting more encouraged to read the word of God. Remember, you can start with 4 verses a day, 5 verses a day, or come on, you can even do a chapter a day. I hope you'll be challenged to read the word of God. Till we meet again in the next podcast, Chindika Mercy here. A kingdom wide, but far from him.